questions on this brief report? Okay, seeing none, let's move on to agenda item 13. That was pulled, wasn't it?
Correct.
Yeah, and that'll be in the December agenda. It's number 14, compliance deadline extension request involving the city of Hollister in San Benito County. Mr. Briggs?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We've discussed the city of Hollister a few times over the last couple of years, and presenting today's item sitting over here is Matt Keeling, who prepared our staff report in the draft order.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. I'm the board founder, folks said, my name is Matthew Keeling, staff engineer, and today I'm presenting the city of Hollister's extension. Am I on here?
I don't think your mic's on.
How's that?
That's better.
Presenting the city of Hollister's compliance deadline extension request. Specifically, what the city is requesting is an extension for the construction and startup of a new wastewater treatment and disposal facility, which was supposed to be up and running on October 15th of this year, just within a week or so ago. What we have been calling this project in all of the respective orders is a long-term wastewater management program. I'll be referring to it as such in my discussion. The requirement is specified in three separate orders that Hollister is subject to. Before I discuss these three different orders, and while I discuss these three different orders, I'm going to bring up a aerial photograph. I don't know if we can dim the lights for me, please, so you can get a better look at this aerial shot. Basically, just kind of give a refresher to those of you that were partial to adoption of some of these orders, as well as some background information for board members that perhaps aren't familiar with the city of Hollister and their facilities and their current situation. The city has two wastewater treatment facilities. One's a domestic wastewater treatment plant. I don't know if we have a pointer here, do we? Should have been a little more ready. It's up in the left-hand side of the picture. They also have an industrial wastewater treatment plant, which originally took wastewater from several canneries within the city of Hollister. It currently only operates in the summertime, or only one cannery operates in the summertime that receives or discharges wastewater to the industrial wastewater treatment plant. Both those facilities have a disposal alternative of groundwater percolation. Those areas are kind of inset in blue within the red boundaries that I delineated those two facilities. You can see the San Benito River channel runs adjacent to both of those facilities. And for reference, north is up. Hollister, the city of Hollister is downtown, is towards the right there, out 4th Street, which is the old 156, and then there's the new Highway 156 bypass that goes up adjacent to the domestic wastewater treatment plant. The city's plan as it stands is for a new wastewater treatment facility at the existing domestic wastewater treatment plant. There's kind of a light green little box there that you can see within the red confines of the domestic plant. And then they're going to use the existing percolation ponds that are at the facility there, as well as they've identified some areas for an initial reuse phase, which would be irrigation for forage pasture. And those are probably going to be up to the north and northeast, up adjacent to where the airport is. But they really haven't released that information yet at this point. So they want to go through the environmental process and have, you know, adequate public information regarding those before they, you know, actually site those locations. One of the other things they're looking at, the disposal percolation ponds that are towards the west of Highway 156 are potentially going to be used for seasonal storage for their tertiary effluent that's going to be used for reclamation. For a little history, prior to 2000, the city had to conduct a couple emergency discharges of domestic wastewater from the domestic plant to the industrial plant so that they wouldn't exceed their disposal capacity at the domestic wastewater treatment plant. As a result of that, the city basically requested that we update their waste discharge requirements order for the industrial wastewater treatment plant so that it would allow a limited diversion of domestic wastewater to the industrial plant. in evaluating this request, you know, became apparent that this was something of a band-aid approach to a larger problem that the city had with regard to its disposal capacity at the domestic wastewater treatment plant. When we revised that order, it's attached to the staff report, it's order 00-020, we did allow a limited diversion of domestic wastewater to the industrial plant as a measure to kind of like a relief valve for the city so that they wouldn't have emergency situations and overflows at the domestic wastewater treatment plant. However, one of the main requirements of that revised order was for the city to develop and implement a long-term wastewater management program that addressed their long-term treatment and disposal capacity issues. That order was adopted on May 20th of 2000, and it required the city to fully develop that program within 5 years of adoption of the order. In 2001 and 2002, it became evident that the city's situation was perhaps a little bit more dire than we'd initially anticipated. There was seepage of wastewater from the percolation ponds at the domestic wastewater treatment plant that was seen discharging in the San Benito River Channel. Also, the monitoring reports that were submitted indicated that they were exceeding their influent flow limits for the domestic wastewater treatment plant on several occasions, and also that the flow metering for the domestic wastewater treatment plant was not necessarily giving us accurate data on what their real effluent